This is the Sakar Merli of the 25th of August, 2025. Essence, sweet children, whatever happens at every step, it is beneficial. In this drama, those who stay in remembrance of the Father experience the most benefit. Question. By knowing which secret that is fixed in the drama, can you children maintain limitless happiness? Answer. Those who know that, according to the drama, this old world is now going to be destroyed, can maintain limitless happiness. There will also be natural calamities, but your kingdom is definitely going to be established, and no one can do anything to prevent it. The stage of you children fluctuates. Sometimes you have a great deal of enthusiasm, and sometimes you become cool. However, you mustn't become confused about that. Maintain the happiness that God the Father of all souls is teaching you. Song. The flame has ignited in all the happy gathering of moths. Om Shanti. Baba is giving love and remembrance to you, sweetest living moths, who are number wise according to your efforts. All of you are living moths. The Father is called the Flame, but no one knows him at all. The flame is not large, he is just a point. It doesn't enter the intellect of anyone that a soul is a point, and that a whole part is recorded in each soul. The knowledge of souls and the Supreme Soul is not in the intellect of anyone else. The Father has come and explained this to you children. He has given you realization of souls. Previously, you neither knew what a soul is, nor what the Supreme Soul is. Therefore, because of their body consciousness, children have a lot of attachment, and also many vices. Barrett was so elevated. There was no mention of vice at all. That was the viceless Barrett. It is now vicious Barrett. No human being can explain this to you in the way that the Father explains. I made this land into Shivalay 5,000 years ago. I myself established Shivalay. How? You now understand this. You know that whatever happens at every step, it is beneficial. Every day becomes more and more beneficial for those who remember the Father very well and benefit themselves. This is the benevolent age in which you become the most elevated beings. There is so much praise of the Father. You know that the true Bhagwat is now being enacted. When the path of devotion begins in the Copper Age, you are the first ones to create an oval image of diamonds and worship it. You now remember that you built temples when you were worshippers. You used to build them of diamonds and emeralds. You cannot obtain those images now. People here make the same images of them in silver in order to worship them. Look how much regard there is for such worshippers. Although everyone worships Shiva, that is still not unadulterated worship. You children also know that destruction is definitely going to take place. Preparations for that are now taking place. Natural calamities are also fixed in the drama. No matter how much someone beats his head over it, your kingdom is definitely going to be established. No one has the power to do anything about this. However, the stage of each of you souls does fluctuate. This is a huge income. Sometimes you have very good thoughts when you are happy, whereas at other times you become very cool. Even on a pilgrimage there is fluctuation. It is the same here. Sometimes when you wake up in the morning, there is great happiness in remembering the Father. Oh ho, Baba is teaching us. It is such a wonder. God, the Father of all souls, is teaching us. They believe that Sri Krishna is God. Throughout the whole world, there is a lot of regard for the Gita, because it says in it, God speaks. However, no one knows who God is. No matter how great the positions that scholars and pundits have, and even though they say they remember God the Father, they have forgotten when he comes and what he does when he comes. The Father continues to explain all of these things to you. All of this is fixed in the drama. This kingdom of Ravan will exist once again, and we will have to enter it once again. It is Ravan who puts you to sleep in the extreme darkness of ignorance. Only the one ocean of knowledge gives you this knowledge, through which there is salvation. No one except the Father can grant you salvation. The bestower of all is just the one. The knowledge of the Gita that the Father gave you has to disappear. It isn't that this knowledge continues from time immemorial. The Quran and the Bible, etc., continue from the time of their religion. They are not destroyed. A scripture is not created from the knowledge that I give you now, that it would become eternal and continue all the time. You write this down and then have it destroyed. All of this will be burnt and finished naturally. The Father told you this a cycle ago and is also telling you now. You receive this knowledge now and you will then receive the reward. Therefore, there is no need of this knowledge there. On the path of devotion, there are all the scriptures. Baba doesn't relate this knowledge to you by reading the Gita. He is giving you the teachings of Raj Yoga. They create scriptures from this on the path of devotion and mix everything up. Therefore, the main aspect that you have to explain is who gave the knowledge of the Gita. They have replaced the name of that one. No one else's name has been replaced. All the other religions have their main religious scripture. The main religions are deityism, Islam, and Buddhism. Some say there was first Buddhism and then Islamism. Tell them that such things are not connected with the Gita. We are only concerned about claiming our inheritance from the Father. The Father explained so clearly that this is a big tree. It is very good. It is like a flower vase. Three tubes emerge from it. The tree has been created to give us such clear understanding. Anyone can very quickly understand which religion he belongs to and who established that religion. Dayananda and Aurobind Ghosh, etc., have recently been and gone. They too taught yoga, but all of that is devotion. There is no name or trace of this knowledge. They have been given such huge titles. All of that is fixed in the drama. It will happen again after 5,000 years. You know how the cycle continues to turn from the beginning and how it will repeat again. The present time will become the past, and it will then become the future. It is said, past, present and future. Whatever is the past then becomes the future. You receive this knowledge at this time, and you then claim your kingdom. It used to be a kingdom of the deities. At that time, there was no other religion. Tell them all of this in the form of a story. It will become a very beautiful story. Long, long ago, 5,000 years ago, Bharat was the golden age. There was no religion except the kingdom of the deities at that time. That was called the Sun Dynasty kingdom. For 1,250 years, it was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Then they gave their kingdom to their brothers, the warriors, and their kingdom then continued. You can explain that God the Father came and taught you. Those who had studied well became part of the Sun Dynasty. Those who failed were named warriors. However, there was no question of a war, etc. Baba says, children, remember me and you will be absolved of your sins. You have to conquer the vices. The Father has issued this ordinance. Those who conquer lust become conquerors of the world. Later, after half a cycle, they fall onto the path of sin. There are their images. The features are those of the deities. The kingdom of Rama, God, and the kingdom of Ravan are half and half. Create a story about this and explain what happened next and what happened after that. This is the story of the true Narayan. Only the one Father is the truth. He is now giving you this knowledge of the beginning, the middle and the end. No one else can give you this knowledge. Human beings don't even know the Father. If they don't know the creator and director of the drama in which they are actors, who else would? The Father is now explaining to you that all of this will happen in the same way according to the drama. The Father will come and teach you again. No one else can come here. The Father says, I only teach you children. No new people can sit here. There is the story of Indraprasth. There are the names of the different angels, like sapphire and topaz. There are some amongst you who are like diamonds. Look how Ramesh created an exhibition through which everyone started to think about that. Therefore, he did something worth diamonds. Some are topaz, and others are of another type of jewel. Some know nothing at all. You know that a kingdom is being established. Kings and queens, etc., are all needed in that. You know that you Brahmins are studying by following Srimat, and that you will then become the masters of the world. You should have so much happiness. This land of death is now going to be destroyed. Even at this time, this Baba understands that he is to go and become a baby. The things of that childhood are coming in front of him now, so the whole of his behaviour changes. In the same way, when they become old there, they understand that they will shed their old bodies and go into the childhood stage. Childhood is the Satyaprathan stage. Lakshmi and Narayan have the stage of adults. When they are married, they aren't said to be in their adolescence. The adult stage is said to be the Rajo stage, and the elderly stage is said to be the Tamo stage. This is why there is greater love for Sri Krishna. Lakshmi and Narayan are the same ones, but people don't know these things. Sri Krishna has been shown in the Copper Age, and Lakshmi and Narayan in the Golden Age. You are now making effort to become deities. The father says, you Kumaris should become very active. There are the temples to the Kumaris and the half-Kumaris. All the temples, like the Diwala temple, are your accurate memorials. Those are non-living, whereas this is a living one. We are sitting here in living forms. We are making Bharat into heaven. Heaven will be here. You children know everything about where the incorporeal world is and where the subtle region is. You know the whole drama. Whatever has become the past will then become the future and then the past. You have to understand who it is who is teaching you. God is teaching us. You should become very cool and calm and be happy. By staying in remembrance of the Father, all your confusion is removed. Baba is our Father. He teaches us, and he will then take us back home with him. Consider yourselves to be souls and talk to the Father, the Supreme Soul, in this way. Baba, I now understand. I also understand about Brahma and Vishnu. Brahma emerged from the navel of Vishnu. Vishnu is shown in a lake of milk, and Brahma is shown in the subtle region. In fact, he exists here. Vishnu is the one who rules. If Brahma emerged from Vishnu, then he too would definitely rule. If he emerged from the navel of Vishnu, that would be like becoming a child. The father sits here and explains all of these things. Brahma completes his 84 births and then becomes the master of the land of Vishnu. Some don't understand these things very well, and so their mercury of happiness doesn't rise. You are those gopis and gopis. They don't exist in the Golden Age. There you will be princes and princesses. Gopi Vallabh is the father of the gopis and gopis. Prajapita Brahma is the father of everyone, whereas the father of all souls is incorporeal Shiva. All of you are mouth-born creations. All of you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are brothers and sisters. There must not be any criminal vision. It is in this that Maya defeats you. The Father says, remove your intellect from everything that you have studied up to now. Study the things that I am telling you. The picture of the ladder is first class. Everything depends on one thing. Who is the God of the Gita? Sri Krishna cannot be called God. He is a deity full of all virtues. His name is mentioned in the Gita. He is portrayed as dark blue. Lakshmi and Narayan are also portrayed as dark blue. People can't account for this. They have even portrayed Ramachandra as dark blue. The Father says, he became like that by sitting on the pyre of lust. Although the name of one is mentioned, it applies to all. All of you are Brahmins. You are now sitting on the pyre of this knowledge. Shudras sit on the pyre of lust. The Father says, churn the ocean of this knowledge and create methods to awaken others. They will, of course, awaken according to the drama. The drama moves very, very slowly. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Babdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. Remain constantly aware that you are the gopis and gopis who belong to Gopi Vallabh. By your having this awareness, your mercury of happiness will remain constantly high. 2. Remove everything from your intellect that you have studied up to now, and study the things that the Father now teaches you. Finish your criminal eye with the awareness of being brothers and sisters. Don't be defeated by Maya. Blessing. May you be a spiritual server and experience a yogyuk stage while doing service. Brahmin life is a life of service. The elevated way to remain alive and safe from Maya is to do service. Doing service makes you yogyukt, but not just by doing service with words. To serve by becoming an embodiment of the sweet words you hear. To do altruistic service. To serve through your renunciation and by becoming an embodiment of tapasya. To do altruistic service by going beyond limited desires. This is known as godly or spiritual service. To serve with your mind as well as with your mouth means to become stable in the stage of man above. Slogan. By not looking at shape, that is bodies, but looking at the incorporeal Father, you will become an image that attracts. Aviat signal. In order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. Babdada has so much love for you children that he feels each of his children should go ahead of him. In the world too, whomever you love the most, you make that one go ahead of you. This is a sign of love. So Babdada also says, Let there not be any weaknesses in my children. Let everyone become complete, perfect and equal. This love from God makes you all into easy yogis. Om Shanti.